up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
I'm Jason Thedy. Here's the news for Friday, October 10th, 2014. Members of the Laguna Beach Fire Department put on the pink this month to show their support and solidarity for cancer awareness. The firefighters personally paid for the pink T-shirts that will profit the Relay for Life, stepping off this Saturday at El Morro School. They no doubt will be wearing them when suiting up to hit the track for Triple Threat, the city's team made up of off-duty firefighters, police and municipal employees. Linda Pearl has had roles on television shows Reckless, Homeland, Matlock and Happy Days. This week she brings her talent to Laguna Playhouse's stage in its second show of the season, The Year of Magical Thinking. The show opens this week and is based on the Jane Didion book of the same name. It runs through November 2nd. The weekend provides a double play of sorts for art lovers. The Laguna Art Museum opens its newest show of three exhibits to the public on Sunday. The same day, the Laguna Plein Air Painting Group kicks off its week-long invitational. Expect to see painters and palettes and easels spiking the sidewalks and lawns around Treasure Island Park at midday. By mid-afternoon, their still-wet canvases will go up for sale at the ranch on the patio overlooking the first tee of the golf course. Free events continue throughout the week, including lectures and art demonstrations in Heisler Park. Mystery writer and former resident T. Jefferson Parker returns to town for an 11 a.m. book signing Saturday at Laguna Beach Books. He'll read from his latest novel, Full Measure. And finally, the Bluebell Foundation holds its Cool Cat fundraiser this Sunday at Madison Square Garden and Cafe. Tickets are $25 in advance, and cat lovers can expect to pay $30 at the door. And that's the news for Friday. I'm Jason Thedy.